So something big is cooking between United States and Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, one of America's biggest defense buyers, has just crossed a major hurdle in its push to buy the American advanced fighter jet, the F-35. Yes, the same fighter jet that was grounded at the Thiruvananthapuram airport in Kerala for over a month. If this deal passes through without any hurdle, then it will simply not just be about buying new planes. It could change the power balance of the Middle East. So what happened was earlier this year, Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman directly spoke to President Donald Trump. He wanted America's advanced stealth jet, the F-35. Now, after months of quiet evaluation, the Pentagon has finally cleared the first major internal hurdle. The case has now moved up to the secretary-level review, which means it's officially serious. But it's not done yet. For this to actually happen, the deal still needs cabinet approval, a presidential green light, and a formal go-ahead from Congress. See, the F-35 is not a normal jet. It's basically a flying computer with stealth, radar evading, and precision strike abilities, the kind of aircraft that can change the outcome of wars. Right now, in the entire Middle East, only Israel has the F-35. It's called F-35I. I stands for Israel. Americans have slightly tweaked the F-35 before handing it to Israelis. It is a standard practice to prevent reverse engineering if a jet is ever lost or captured. Even UAE wanted the F-35 at some point, but the talks never materialized. Now the problem is, for decades, the US law has protected something called Israel's qualitative military edge. Basically, it is America's promise that Israel will always have better military tech than its neighbors. So, if Saudi Arabia gets the F-35, the promise gets complicated. But from Saudi point of view, this isn't just about prestige. It's part of Vision 2030. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's master plan is to modernize Saudi Arabia from its economy to its military. Their Air Force already flies some of the best jets in the world, F-15s, Typhoons, Tornadoes, you name it. But the Tornadoes are aging, and to replace them, the Saudis are keeping an eye on four options: more Typhoons, Rafales, the new F-15EX, or the F-35. Now, here's where things get really interesting. Back when Joe Biden was in office, the US did think about selling F-35s to Saudi Arabia, but only if Riyadh normalized relations with Israel. But that didn't happen, so talks went silent. And as you know, Trump's focus is on renewing massive defense deals. So part of that is a new $142 billion defense cooperation package that has been signed with Saudi Arabia, the biggest in US history, according to the White House. The $142 billion defense cooperation package with Saudi Arabia is part of a broader $600 billion investment pact between the United States and Saudi Arabia. And the F-35 could become a part of a bigger diplomatic puzzle, maybe even a deal that finally pushes Saudi Arabia to officially normalize ties with Israel, just like the UAE and Bahrain did under the Abraham Accords. For Israel, this idea is a nightmare. The F-35 isn't just another asset, it's their important weapon. It is how they stay one step ahead of everyone, be it Iran, Syria, Hezbollah, Hamas, even the Houthis in Yemen. And Israel has a point. What if Saudi Arabia even accidentally shares sensitive F-35 technology with Russia, China, or Iran? That will completely destroy Israel's edge. Although there has been a cyber espionage, groups linked to China or Russia, they have stolen some data and design blueprints related to F-35 program years ago through cyber attacks. That's one reason why China's J-31 and Russia's Su-57 stealth jets share some visual similarities to the F-35. But that's not the same as reverse engineering the real aircraft. This exact debate happened back in 2020 when the US considered selling F-35s to the UAE. Israel did not openly oppose it because the UAE just had normalized their relation with them. But deep down, Israeli defense officials were not comfortable. Eventually, that deal fell apart. So, for Washington, this is a tough balancing act. On one hand, Saudi Arabia is a long-term ally, a key oil partner, a major arms buyer, and a counter to Iran's growing power. On the other hand, the US can't ignore Israel's security concerns or the human rights issues tied to Saudi Arabia, especially after the Jamal Khashoggi case. The Congress will have the final say, and that's another battle altogether. American lawmakers can still block or delay the sale if they believe it threatens regional stability or violates America's commitment to Israel's military edge. So, what can Washington do? There are a few options on the table. One, sell a downgraded version of the F-35, maybe with limited technology or fewer stealth features. Or option two, give Saudi Arabia older or second-hand F-35s. And then the option three is to balance things out, offer Israel something even more advanced, like early access to the upcoming F-47 or the legendary F-22 Raptor. That last option was discussed once before, but never happened. But Israeli defense officials are closely monitoring its development. Israeli officials view the F-47 as a potential future asset to maintain their qualitative military edge in the Middle East, especially as other regional countries are now showing renewed interest in acquiring F-35s. If Saudi Arabia finally gets the F-35, it could change a lot of things. It will boost Riyadh's ability to counter Iran and project power across the region, especially in conflicts like Yemen. But if the deal happens without any progress or peace with Israel, it could backfire, undermining Israel's qualitative edge and shaking Washington's influence in the Middle East. So here is where things stand. The Pentagon has advanced Saudi Arabia's request, but the final call will depend on the president, the cabinet, and the Congress. It's a defining moment, a test of how far America is willing to go to support Saudi Arabia without risking Israel's trust. In short, this one deal could reshape alliances, redraw power maps, and rewrite the politics of the Middle East, all over a single jet, the F-35.